This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Devendra Dahal, urges government employees to align with national policies for effective project management. Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, Board of Directors approves additional funding of $50 million for Nepal. And over 70 people killed in 24 hours as Israeli military conducts airstrikes in Gaza. Now the news in detail. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Devendra Dahal, has instructed government employees to align their work with national policies for effective performance. While closing a two-day workshop on project operation and management organized by the Department of Roads in Pokhara, Minister Dahal emphasized accelerating development to achieve economic prosperity. Minister Dahal urged officials to focus on managing struggling projects while speeding up new ones. Likewise, Minister Dahal also assured that the ministry would facilitate any policy-related issues and encouraged workers to perform with good intentions without fear of repercussions. Minister Dahal also introduced a 17-point commitment and directive to improve project management, prioritizing efficient execution and timely resolution of pending matters. The Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, Board of Directors has approved $50 million of additional funding for the Nepal Compact. According to the MCC Board of Directors, the latest announcement underscores the shared commitment between MCC and Nepal to advance Nepal's development priorities through transformative, high-quality infrastructure projects. MCC Vice President of Compact Operations, Cameron Alford, said in a press statement that the additional funding reaffirms the mutual dedication to ensuring the Compact's success in strengthening Nepal's electricity grid and supporting long-term economic growth. The MCC is an independent U.S. government development agency working to reduce global poverty through economic growth and was created in 2004. It provides time-limited grants that pair investments in infrastructure with policy and institutional reforms to countries that meet rigorous standards for good governance, fighting corruption and respecting democratic rights. Five people has lost their lives in two separate road accidents in Bajang district. The first accident occurred last night at Sukhagad in Talco Rural Municipality 2, claiming four lives, including that of the driver. Another accident at Koddewal claimed one more life, bringing the total fatalities to five. Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Centre Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has emphasized the need for clear intent and integrity in political leadership to ensure good governance. Speaking at a ceremony of the Federation of Nepali Journalists Kathmandu, Chair Dahal stated that ideals alone are insufficient for good governance. Chair Dahal reiterated that action matters if political parties and the government are genuinely committed to fighting corruption and promoting good governance. Recalling his tenure, former Prime Minister Dahal asserted that he worked earnestly against corruption and for social justice and economic relief. Likewise, Chair Dahal also urged journalists to counter misinformation and hold media accountable, stressing their vital role in Nepal's political transformation and addressing contemporary challenges. The German government is to provide €100,000 to the drinking water project constructed at Dhulikhel municipality in Kavri Palanchok. Drinking water project was damaged by flood and landslide that occurred on the last week of September. The municipality had on mid-October proposed German ambassador to Nepal, Dr. Thomas Prince, for the reconstruction of damaged projects. Mayor of Dhulikhel, Ashok Bianju, on the behalf of the municipality and Tirtha Sinha on the behalf of the German Agency of International Cooperation, signed the Memorandum of Understanding for the cooperation. The German embassy in Nepal through GIZ was ready to provide 14.2 million rupees support for the reconstruction of the drinking water project. As per the agreement, the financial assistance would be provided to Dhulikhel Drinking Water and Sanitation Consumers Committee within few days, said the mayor. Locals of ward number 3, 4, 5, 6 and 8 and government offices at the district headquarters have still been facing problems of drinking water there. Health Minister of Lumbini Province, Khem Bahadur Saru, has launched a plan to improve healthcare services across the province. In the line with this, he has ordered all public, private and community hospitals to display service charges along with citizen notices for better transparency and public access. Hospitals have begun posting these notices at service counters, labs, x-ray areas and other places, making it easier for patients to know the exact cost of services beforehand. This move has been praised by service users for its transparency. The Tikapur Municipality Ward No. 4 distributed bicycles to 18 girls from underprivileged families to help in their studies. Ward Chairman Lalbir Chowdhury said that the ward office provided bicycles considering that girls should be encouraged in their education and make them feel the presence of the local government. In the selection process, underprivileged and brilliant ones were selected. Member of the Municipal Executive, Rupmati Dagaura, said this intervention would help increase girls' access to school. The beneficiaries now reach their school in a short period of time and also help their families at home after saving their time. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. At least 5 people have died in an Israeli attack on a home in the Nusayrat refugee camp in Gaza. According to Al Jazeera, Gaza's government media office said Israel carried out 34 airstrikes in 24 hours, killing 71 civilians. Palestinian rights group Al-Haq accused Israel of using evacuation orders to target Gaza's population, including in supposedly safe zones. The UN has condemned attacks on Gaza's hospitals, insisting they must remain protected from military actions. Since 7th of October 2023, Israel's military action have killed over 45,000 people. Similarly, the Times of Israel reported that Israel is set to send a delegation to Qatar's capital Doha today to resume negotiations regarding a hostage agreement in the Gaza Strip. The delegation will include officials from Mossad, the country's intelligence agency, Sin Bet, or the Israeli Security Agency, the Intelligence, Technological and Operational Organization of Israel, and Israeli Defense Forces. South Korea's police have paused their attempt to arrest impeached President of South Korea Yoon Suk-yeol over his brief martial law declaration in early December. According to the BBC, the move follows a tense standoff between police and impeached President Yoon's security team. Investigators stated they would review the situation before deciding on further action. The drama unfolded when a team of 20 officers arrived at Yoon's residence at 8 local time, which grew to 80 officers an hour later. A court had issued the arrest warrant after impeached President Yoon refused to cooperate in an investigation over accusations of power abuse and inciting insurrection. Yoon's legal team called the warrant unlawful and vowed to challenge it. Impeached on 14th of December, Yoon remains in office unless the Constitutional Court upholds the impeachment decision. China has committed to continue its economic opening in 2025. According to Agence France-Presse, the world's second largest economy is still recovering from the pandemic, facing issues like a debt crisis in housing, low consumption and high youth unemployment. Officials from the National Development and Reform Commission emphasize that China's plan to expand openness remains unchanged regardless of external uncertainties. They aim to boost foreign investment in high-tech, modern services, energy saving and environmental sectors. China's renewable energy capacity grew significantly, with wind and solar making up to 40.5% of total power generation. However, challenges like an aging population persist, with more childcare and elder care facilities being built. 2 people have died and 18 others were injured after a small plane crashed into a commercial building in Southern California, the USA. According to the BBC, the crash occurred when the single-engine van's RV-10 struck the building in Fullerton. 10 people were hospitalized and 8 others were treated on site. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the cause of the accident. The crash site is near Fullerton Municipal Airport, about 6 miles from Disneyland. Now on to a sports update. The team of Nepal Police Club for J Trophy Men's Elite Cup 2081 has been announced. Nepal Police Club has announced a 15-member team under the captaincy of Arif Sheikh. The team consists of Kushal Bhurtel, Gusan Jha, Karan Casey, Lalit Narayan Rajbansi, among others. The J Trophy Elite Cup, organized by the Nepal Cricket Association, will be held in Janakpur and Birganj of Madhya Pradesh from 5th to 16th of January. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous region of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudut Pashim provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, this pattern of weather will continue in the provinces in the afternoon as well. Similarly, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous region of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudut Pashim province tonight. The department urged all concerned to remain alert as it could affect their daily life, health, transportation and civil aviation. Presently, there is a general influence of westerly wind in the country with foggy weather in many places off the Tharai. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal urges government employees to align with national policies for effective project management. Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Board of Directors approved additional funding of $50 million for Nepal. And over 70 people killed in 24 hours as Israeli military conducts airstrikes in Gaza. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, do visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.